Now, some news from the world of sports. There's a big weekend ahead for college sports playoffs, and not just March Madness. So we're turning to our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner, for a preview. Andy, what's on tap in men's college hockey?
A big game for the University of Vermont Catamounts against UMass Lowell in the semifinals of the hockey tournament at TD Garden in Boston. The Catamounts advanced with an exhilarating comeback victory at Boston College last weekend, winning the last two games of that best-of-three series. First time that BC had lost a quarterfinal series after winning the first game in almost 30 years, and the first time in seven tries that Vermont had ever beaten BC in the postseason.
And there's some college hockey coming up on the women's side.
Norwich at Plattsburgh. Plattsburgh is hosting the Final Four starting tonight and then with the finals tomorrow. Plattsburgh is a defending champion. They're a powerhouse of a team. They played Norwich twice during the regular season, tying earlier in the year, then winning 5-0 later in the season. And Plattsburgh beat Norwich in last year's title game 9-2, so the Cardinals are heavily favored in this one.
UVM men's basketball team, not in the tournament they want to be in necessarily, but a big game coming up for them nevertheless.
Yes, Catamounts had a very satisfying win at Hofstra in the CBI tournament, which earned them a date at home Monday night against Radford from the Big South Conference. Radford is a very good team, 22-11. But more importantly for Vermont, with its very, very young team with so many freshmen, every step it takes in a postseason atmosphere will pay dividends down the road.